Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I am Ronnie, and over there is the handsome, thin, fully coiffed, gorgeous, just strongly armed Ben Mandelker.
I wish.
Hello, Ben.
I wish. Strongly armed and coiffed. I'm not sure if that really, or even thin, I'm not sure those apply, but you know what? I aspire for all those things, so thank
you. The Gaston of recapping.
I have total Gaston goals. I would love to be Gaston. That would be like my dream body type.
No, could you imagine having to like poop as Gaston? Ugh.
I feel like I already do poop like Gaston, so I might as well have the body for it too.
Well, everybody, welcome to a new day, which means new hip. Real Housewives of Orange County. We will be doing two videos this week for Crappens on Demand. We're going to do Southern Charm, and we are going to do Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So if you want to watch shows, you can watch all our videos on the Crappens on Demand section of Patreon. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. We're also doing Emily in Paris recaps, which is super fun. And we're heading straight into Thanksgiving week. But guess what? Bravo didn't change its schedule, so we're not changing our schedule either. We're just going to keep everything the same.
That's right. We are just going to be a machine. We're going to be a podcasting machine.
Yeah.
So oil up and get those gears rolling.
Yeah. So we open with New Hip. I write that down every week.
New Hip. Good. You should. Because you know what? The moment you stop writing New Hip, it becomes an old hip.
And so we start with some soft silk.
This is not what's
supposed to be
right
sexy
now.
Music, but it's not really. It was
I wrote down serious groove. I was like, what's this? And then all of a sudden we see Kelly and Rick in bed together, and he's like shirtless, and he's like positioned his arm because he's like, he's really proud of his arms. Because I guess, I mean, he is 60 and he has pretty good arms. And so, like, He's proud of them because he's always in sleeveless things on this show and on Instagram. He's like, yeah, look at my arms. I'm 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like,
he's leading
there
with his arms. He's one of those people who always finds a way to get an arm in the picture, you know? And he also has,
he like cuts off the sleeves.
Like an angle on Instagram that he likes because he's always got his head down and his eyes like piercing the camera. Like, that's what all of his pictures sound like on Instagram.
I always feel like I have to wipe my phone whenever he like pops up on my feed. I'm like, ugh, wipe that off. Yeah.
And they're doing some creepy love scene. It's really weird. And so he's like leading with his arm. And she's like, thanks for my flowers. Oh, that's Kelly's romantic voice. Oh, thanks for my flowers. And he's like, like them, because there's more where that came from. I'm like, yeah, because they're flowers, Rick.
Yeah, it's a flower. They literally grow. Don't turn that into like, he says everything like it's a sexual innuendo. It's like, hey, could you set the table? Forks or knives? It's like, oh, both. I can do both. I could do anything you want. It's like, stop. It's just a place setting.
Yeah. Are you excited to move here? And then we get a cut to the psychic saying, you know, something's keeping you in New York. Person who works at Fox News and is on my TV every day.
Something's keeping you at New York, which might be a job that you've had for 28 years.
Yeah.
So
and she's like, well, I know that when Rick is delivering that Fox News, he's looking right at me and talking right to me.
Yeah. And Rick has really taught me what love is all about. It's about having sex a lot and then looking at the camera and being like, ooh.
He does my laundry. He cleans my kitchen. That's love, all right? And then they just stare at each other. They're like, oh, yeah, let's look sexily into each other's eyes. Yeah. And she's like, you know what? It's not only up here what I like about Rick and his brain. It's also down there. I'm talking about his dick.
Oh, you're a dork, Dick. And then she's like, you're sweating. Oh, I wish I could sweat like that. Oh, I can help you. You can? Yeah, I can help you sweat. I'm like, okay, I'm canceling all television. I'm like,
I'm
literally
canceling sex and television forever.
I'm canceling literally my electricity. I am changing my lifestyle. I am gonna be I'm joining a cult.
I know, I've decided this is officially the end of my Rumspringa.
I am going to find Sheila from Wild Wild Country, and I'm going to say, have you thought about rebooting that crazy cult you had? Because I'm ready for it.
We'll call that chick from Salt Lake City and be like, hey, do you guys still have any wagons in your family? Because I'm going to need one.
Hey, Keith, while you're in jail, do you mind if I just like do like a reboot of Nexium? I just think it would be really good right now.
President Trump addressed the nation. Now, so now it's the news.
Address Hoda. The nation. Hoda Kotb.
Yes, Coda. Or Hoda, rather. Who's not drunk. I'm only used to Hoda with Kathy Lee, where she's like, they just laugh the whole time. Kind of like the girl versions of us. They just laugh and get drunk while doing the morning news. But I guess that she wasn't in a laughing mood about Corona, because she's like, President Trump addressed the nation on the coronavirus and insisted it was not inevitable in the U.S., but there was a case in California, and her name was Kelly Dodd.
And the case, researchers said that what's unique about this case in California is that this strain of coronavirus actually called other strains of coronavirus dorks. Very, very odd.
This strain of coronavirus is really into her boyfriend coronavirus's dick and talks about it constantly.
Unfortunately, this strain of coronavirus, we don't want to have to cover it, but unfortunately we're going to, and as far as we can tell, it is learning how to sweat from another strain of coronavirus.
Oh, that's just in from coronavirus. Coronavirus just told us here at the news, there's more where that came from.
We just received a very angry letter saying, please, who the fuck do you think you are? I'm the water bitch around here. Signed, Coronavirus. So apparently Coronavirus is starting a water company.
Oh. So Gina and Emily are exercising. And Gina's like, oh my God, is she going to make us walk up this hill? Her accent's getting crazier.
They're already walking up it. Yeah.
How does Gina get a bigger accent in every single episode? She's ridiculous. She's not even making sense anymore. She's making words like three syllables now that aren't even three syllables just to get an accent. Is she going to make us walk up this hill?
I think it's because she's working out, you know? You know that thing like when someone can have like a really, can hide their accent, you know, but when they get tired or drunk, they just don't have the energy to do it anymore. So it just starts to fall out. You know, like when, Like when British people, when British actors try to like do American roles or vice versa, and like you can tell they've been shooting all day, and like this is like 4 a.m. and they're on set, and suddenly they're speaking like, Your Honor, I object to what I just heard today. You know, and it's like, I think that's what's happening, Gina. I think she's tired from walking. It's a very long way of me saying, I think she's tired from walking up the hill and her accent is coming out.
Okay. So she's like, yeah, you know what? Like, being in a healthy relationship now, I feel more comfortable in my skin. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to eat that cookie. Fuck you. I'm going to have some bread, all right?
I get that. Just like, but it's not, it's more just about just being in quarantine. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm having bread. So they're working out and working out. So Paulina's there. Paulina sort of looks like one of the white chicks in White Chicks. There's something going on with her. And they're just working out.
I think it's Orange County. I think that's called Orange County face, okay?
That's true. That's true. And so, yeah, Emily's like, my ass is on fire. New ass. Oh, wait, no, that's my hip. New hip. And push-ups, and they're just doing all the exercises.
Yeah, but guys, we're really here to talk about other stuff, right? So you had, what did you think about that birthday dinner? It's like, you know what? I'm really proud of my family right now, because we all, like, had dinner together, and then Matt was there, and then he was like, hey, and I was like, hey, and then we had some spaghetti, and then, like, my boyfriend said hi to him. It was, like, nuts. I'm, like, proud.
But she also wants Matt to accept responsibility for what he did to her. And at the same time, she's like, she's nervous about the statement because he's also doing so well with anger management. And Emily is like, I understand that like Gina doesn't want Matt to have a felony on her record, but also Matt is a classic narcissist who uses guilt to make Gina feel badly about everything she does, which seems like it's true.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And there's no joke there. It just seems like it's true. Yeah. And so then Emily, so basically Emily is like telling Gina that she should make the statement. And it's like a really important opportunity for her to say how this incident affected her. And Gina asks Emily to go with her to make the statement. And Emily is like, yes, of course, I will absolutely do that. And then something weird happens. Did you notice this? Paulina came back. Normally, these scenes, they leave. The people leave, and then the stars talk. But Paulina came back and like, oh, we're finishing this workout.
Yeah, you're not getting away from this. Time for abs. And Gina's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm good with the abs because I'm putting work in the bedroom. And Emily goes, okay, Kelly.
So then we go over to Bronwyn, who is like parking her giant minivan. And not only is it a minivan, which I'm not going to shame the minivan because she has literally like 1,000 children, but she also has she has the little stickers on the back, you know, like the little kids. She has so many stickers on the back of that window. It's a lot of stickers. That's a big family. I
know. It's like the cast of Oliver. You know, it's like, what is this, a tour bus? Jeez.
It looked like the Rockettes Christmas special. I was like,
all those little stick figures.
Yeah, I mean, that was a phalanx of stick figure children.
Yeah, did you see Kelly sing that she was getting in trouble for last week? I mean, every day it's something. last week what she was getting in trouble for online.
What now?
Because she was walking past Bronwyn's house, and she was making an Instagram live, and she put the back of Bronwyn's car on Instagram, and she's like, look, she hasn't even changed her plates. It's Florida, because she doesn't even live here. Like, she's just trying to get cheaper taxes by being in Florida. Ooh. And she was, you know, just making a nasty video, and everyone's like, wow, way to dox her and put her license plate online, Kelly.
Oh, gosh.
And then it was like this big thing, and Kelly was issuing statements on her Instagram about it.
It's amazing Kelly's capacity just to, like, like, do the wrong thing.
Yeah, she can always choose the wrong thing.
Like, it's amazing how, she, it's almost like a sitcom. Like, it's like Larry David or something. Like, just doing the wrong thing, the worst thing, over and over and over again.
She can always make the perfect wrong choice.
Yes.
So she's like, beep, 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 because she's coming up to meet who? Emily?
Elizabeth Vargas.
Elizabeth. I didn't remember Emily being in this scene, but it's rough having girls with A's in front of their name.
Emily's in Paris, you silly. So yeah, they're going to go hang out. They're going to go ride bikes on the beach. And so Bronwyn parks. I like that we talked about Bronwyn parking for the past 5 minutes. So she's parked her minivan, and then they go to the bikes. And then Elizabeth has this gorgeous, beautiful dog named Coda. And Coda is so cute, because Coda is like, how do you describe it? Like attachment issues, but Coda's very much like, wait, where are you going? Wait, are you ever coming back?
Yeah, that's how dogs
are. Ever going to come back? Is this the end?
Yeah. And are you going to tell me how long you're going to be gone, or will I just have to guess how much time I have to eat all the toilet paper? You can tell me.
Well, am I supposed to turn on the TV myself? I thought tonight we're watching Wheel of Fortune together. Like, I can't do that on my own. I'm a dog.
Yeah. My dog will get off the couch. Like, he'll sit next to me on the couch and then walk away from the couch and then look back at me like, you're just going to let me walk away from the couch? You're not going to say anything?
How dare you?
So they start talking, and Emily's like, well, that party was different the other day. What a different party. And Bron was like, you know what? I shouldn't have gone. I was already not in a good headspace. I wasn't ready to say I was an alcoholic, because once you say you're an alcoholic, you just cannot go back. And Elizabeth's like, well, they wanted to party all night, and I cheersed with them, and I just shouldn't have done that. You know, I should own up to that to you. I just shouldn't have stayed there, but I did, and I feel so bad. And then it cuts to her like, thank God we're still here, everybody. Cheers to having fun all night long.
For the rest of our lives. Listen, I can't help my sister, but I can help Bronwyn. Even if it's in the littlest way, I'm going to try. So Bronwyn, I'll put a little bow in your hair. There you go, little sister.
And Bronwyn's like, well, I'm realizing quite quickly who my friends are. I thought Shannon and I were friends, but we're not. We have two very, very different accounts of what happened that night. And Bronwyn, you know, like she does these like mini shakes of her head. Like, she'll pause her head and like just shake it a little bit to prove her point. And she's just like,
she does. She does like, do that.
Shake, 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 shake. Shake. Two very
or she'll maybe touch it sometimes for added emphasis. She'll like touch a temple with one of her hands, like with all four, like with four fingers, she'll touch a temple and do a little shake, like sort of shake out the emotion.
Yeah. She's like, I've never held my ground against these women. And walking to her birthday party, here she goes. She's like, walking into her birthday party, there was a lot of tequila. A good friend would have called you and given you a heads up. But her doing that, that was a big fuck you to me. Oh, you want to call me liar? Then fuck you. Try and stay sober now.
I was like, she's having a party. And it's like, it's Shannon. Shannon's like a low-key, very heavy drinker. I mean, like, she's been a heavy drinker ever since she's been on the show. Like, she's like a full-on, like, WASP-level drinker, right? And, there's gonna be drinking there. But I will say this, that it's not that Shannon... I'm wondering if what Bronwyn meant was not like, oh, Shannon shouldn't have had booze there. I think it was her way of saying, like, if it were my best friend who just started on a sobriety journey, I would have still called him like, just so you know, I'm having booze. How do you feel about that? How, like, check in because you care about that person. I think maybe that's what she meant.
I don't know, but so of course she's going to have booze there. And Bronwyn was even freaking out about it before she went, rightly so, because she's in a hard position, you know, being at a party with booze and stuff when you're newly sober. But she was talking then about, like, what do I do? Sean, go make me drinks. It makes it look like I'm drinking. And so she was prepared for it. I think she's reaching a little bit with that one.
Well, I think that it was more, it's not that she's, I don't think that she's saying, like, she was blindsided. I think she just was, like, she was looking for, like, her friend to just give it an emotional check-in, like a wellness check, and that she didn't really get that from Shannon. So I can sort of understand that. I don't know if it's necessarily the thing that I'd say, well, now I realize I don't have a real friend, but you put that in the binder, you know, for when you really need it. So then Elizabeth's saying, it's crazy how people in your life just will leave, you know. God, when I was married to Bernd, wow, we had a lot of yes people in our life because he had a lot of money. And, like, I would go and I would take my friends on trips. We would take them to Martha's Vineyard and Belize and Atlantis. It's a real place, and it's not sunk. It's there. Oh, we'd go there. We'd go all the places. And then I didn't have any money left, and they stopped hanging out with me. Of course, you know, there were people I found on Craigslist. I said, want to be my friend? I'll fly you places. And they said yes, but still, I thought they'd stick around.
And Bronwyn was like, yeah, that's why I only do real friends. And Elizabeth tells us, yeah, I learned early on most friends are fake when you have money, but it shouldn't define me. But for years, money did define me. And now it totally doesn't at all. And this scene cost me about $75 to do.
Yeah.
And I'm money still doesn't got define the price me. Tag for it.
Money doesn't define me. Hey, take a look at these pictures of me driving that Ferrari that I decided to buy myself just for fun. Look, there it is.
Yeah. So Bronwyn tells her about her mom, and she's like, yeah, my mom knows that I've struggled, but we haven't really talked. I can't trust her. I mean, she found my weak spot, and pow, she just keeps kicking me in it. She's like, what kind of mother does that? I'm sorry, but I'm a big fan of mothers. Love a mama's family. Best show ever. I just love mothers. But that's inappropriate, Bronwyn. That is inappropriate.
Let me tell you something. At my wedding, I slow danced the song Mother by Danzig. Remember that song? Mother, why you want to do that thing to me? Mother! I love mothers, but that's a real mean mother.
It's like, well, they'll all be there, but I'm going to go up the day before to my mom's house because, you know, we're going to renew our vows every 10 years. And so I'm going to go see my mom first. And she's like, I've got such a feeling that it's going to be a good moment for you, Bronwyn. A good moment. Bronwyn's like, I just want a nice, pleasant day. Is that too much to ask for?
Well, have you thought about buying one? I'll just buy my pleasant days.
Oh.
So now we, Travis and Gina are at a restaurant, and they're meeting up with Elizabeth and Jimmy and Shannon and John. It's a big triple date, and Shannon's ordering some tequila, and then we see Elizabeth go, I love hummus! She just yells
it. I love it! I love hummus!
You can't smell hummus without us, right? And that us is us right now. We are the hummus, okay?
We're humming. Us. Gosh, we're humming.
So Shannon's humming cabaret. Like,
you know what I did today? I stockpiled today. That's what I did. And Gina's like, what does that mean? And John's like, for Corona. I mean, I was tired. I just wanted a nap. But no, we had to go clean out Trader Joe's. Now, listen, if you're going to be stockpiling some toilet paper for the next year, don't get Trader Joe's toilet paper. Get your ass to Costco and get you some heavy-duty Charmin triple-wrapped five-tuple rolls.
Trader Joe's is not where you go to stockpile. Everything is there. Everything is like literally portioned out for like meal size. Like everything is like, here's your single night, like here's your Tuesday night meal, like just the perfect amount for like one meal. Like don't do that. Also, everything's like annoying. Like when you're going to be trying to find your, like you're going to be trying to find your tuna fish, but it's like labeled something like Old Fisherman so-and-so's. And so you think it's like a seasoning and you don't realize it's actually tuna fish, you know, and everything's like not the color you expect it to be. Like the salmon is like colored. It's like the can's purple, but you sort of feel like it would be a pink or I don't know. Like I just.
Yeah. You have to get, you have to learn all the brands coloring. Like what is tuna fish in this brand? Like is light blue light or is it really heavy with oil? Like you have to relearn it all. Also Trader Joe's is just not the place that has a ton of stuff to stockpile. There's like five of everything in there, you know?
Yeah. Also, by the way, how many times has Shannon started a conversation even before coronavirus? Like, you know what I did today? I stockpiled. Like, even before coronavirus was a thing, she was just probably like, well, I heard that there's going to be a tire shortage. When, you know, when there's a tire shortage, there'll be riots. So I went and I stockpiled for the tire apocalypse.
Yeah, if it were like the zombie apocalypse and I was starving to death, the one house I would bet on having space ice cream is Shannon's house. Like, just dried out ice cream, you know?
Yeah, she's like, well, so I filled up my freezer. And then I thought, what if the electricity goes out? Well, I got to get the canned meats. Oh, God. I'm like, good luck getting all the canned meats at Trader Joe's. They have like one little section. It's just tuna fish, basically.
Yeah. And Gina's like, well, she reminds me of that person who has a secret bomb shelter. Actually, I'd be surprised if she didn't have a secret bomb shelter. And Travis goes, did you buy a generator? She's like, oh, a generator. Oh, God, I didn't even think of that. And Amazon sold out a hand sanitizer and wipes.
Because he bought it all. And by the way, during this entire scene, Elizabeth is coughing. She's like, I'm like,
I know, she'd be tackled and removed now.
I know, like, well, I'm not sure. In Orange County, they still may be like, eh, it's fine. Go to the salad bar.
Yeah, cough on that. Everyone, they've got a sneeze guard on it. Yeah. So everyone cheers to no coronavirus. And Shanna's like, so, Gina, you went to AA. I was like, wow, that's nice, right after a cheers with alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, cheers, she's everybody. Like, oh, speaking of drinking, how was your AA meeting with Liar this Face? Was
this was Shannon's way of saying, let's talk shit about Bronwyn, but I don't want to say that, so let's just ease into it, and we'll get there in a few minutes. So Gina's like, you know what? I actually feel really bad for her, and like my whole perspective about Bronwyn has changed. And they just cut to Shannon like, huh, well then, I see what happened. Did she share? Did she share anything? Unlike David, who would never share any of his emotions. And Gina's like, yeah, she shared about her personal anger. And it was like much easier for her to be angry at me than it was to be angry at herself. Shannon looks so betrayed. Shannon She's looks furious.
So mad. And she can't hide it. She's like looking down and all around. You know, like when she gets mad and she looks down at the table like there's a fly crawling across it really fast. Like back and forth. So she's doing that. And she's like, oh, wow. And Gina's like, yeah, she's scary. You know, it's scary to be vulnerable, especially in front of me. And John's like, oh, yeah, that's really big. And Elizabeth says, well, we went biking and she really, really opened up to me. I mean, it was just, she's just so open. And Gina's like, well, yeah, how can you be angry when someone just straight up acknowledges? And Shannon's like, well, that fly is now on the right side of the table. And she did not acknowledge anything with me. And I've been a very good friend to her. You might want to check out my Yelp review that I've left myself on Yelp about friendship. I'm a very good friend.
There are two elephants in this room. One is that Bronwyn was not vulnerable with me. And two, is this the right size for broccolini? Because this looks enormous. This is an enormous tray of broccolini. Where did this come from, Mars?
Well, you know, and her husband, Sean, I mean, he's supportive, but he has to not enable her, because at the party, she was like, Sean, she said this, you do something about it.
Yeah, and so Shannon keeps saying, she's like, well, you know,
Bronwyn is adamant on the positions of the words that I say, you know, the words that I know I didn't say, and I feel like I've been a very good friend to her, and so it's hurtful to me, but I'll get over it, because that's just the sort of person I am. I'm a good friend who gets over baseless charges by drunken fools.
Yeah, well, he's put in terrible compromising positions because of her, and she's enabling, you know, and he's enabling, and you can't be mad at him for enabling her when he's getting angry because she wants, you know, she's like going on, and Gina's like,
she's
well,
enabling
I mean,
she's the
got,
enabler.
Yeah, she's got 7 fucking kids. I mean, that's got to take a lot, you know. I'm not going to make that worse. You know, I'm not getting into that marriage. I'm not going to make it worse. And Elizabeth's like, well, that's big of you. And Shannon is so mad. She tells us, she's like, well, it's good to hear that Bronwyn, who was gunning for her, stopped gunning for her. But if you're going to concoct stories and things aren't getting better on the Shannon Bedore Storm side with Bronwyn,
then there will be... So she says that. And then they say, and then they reveal that they're talking about the vow renewal. And one of them says, oh, yeah, there's not going to be any tequila at the vow renewal because it's one of her triggers. And it focuses on Shannon and goes, like, no tequila. Like, Shannon looks panicked, like that she could possibly go a day without tequila.
And Liz is like, well, we need to be supportive. I mean, we can have a sippy cup of tequila on ourselves. And Shannon tells us, well, I will be drinking. Will it be in front of her?
No.
But I think that Gene and Elizabeth might be taking this a little far.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go to Kelly, who's at the office for her water company, and she's like, what a TV in here! What a TV? I want to see Rick on TV, so then I can pretend like I'm blowing him. Ooh!
Rick tried to teach me to sweat today. Ugh! So Zach, who is her co-owner, is there, and she tells us about her business. Since investing $250,000 into water, it's like really grown. Like, water's everywhere. Like, look out there. There's a whole ocean now of water. I did it. I'm a success. So everyone
water.
Like, Tamara, fuck off, stupid.
Yeah. And then we find out that they lost $100,000 because coronavirus caused the natural product. There's like an expo that she went to last year that did really well for her, and they put in $100,000 into a booth essentially, and then it was canceled, so they're not getting their money back. So like, oh well, this is probably why she likes to be like, oh well, coronavirus is stupid, it's over, because she got burned by it, so she's like angry at it, so now she wants to act. She's like, she's basically Kelly Dodd in coronavirus, like, you're stupid, you don't even exist, you're not even a real virus.
Yeah, like she's That's fighting with she's the housewife coronavirus.
Yeah, she's fighting with coronavirus like a housewife, because she's like, you saw how angry she was later in this episode that Shannon might be making a water, so that coronavirus messed with her money. She's treating coronavirus like a housewife and not like an existential threat to humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, you're getting in the way of my business, like you're making people wear masks, how are they supposed to drink water?
Yeah, that's it. That's like literally her mindset. Stupid. People need to drink their water, coronavirus. You're ugly too.
So she tells Zach, Shannon Bedore is doing water now. Oh god, what a joke. You know what, you don't even know what water entails, so good luck.
And then we had a flashback of Shannon and Kelly talking at Bronwyn's house, and Shannon's talking about it, and she goes, well, it's based off the lemon cleanse. It's called Lemonade, like A-I-D, and it's like it's lemon and cayenne, and it's coming soon. And I love, like, of course I had to do a search for Lemonade, and there's, like, so many products called Lemonade. I just love that this is, like, Shannon's big, like, breakthrough, like... like thing, Lemonade.
Yeah, Google it first. So yeah. Kelly's like mad that she's going to try and compete with her. And she's like, there's no competition there. So Zach is like, try this. It's prickly pear. She goes, what's that? Oh. I was like, wow, it's already bottled and labeled. it's an actually working product. And you're talking about how much you know about your water. And you don't even know one of your products.
I know. But she's from Arizona, like Cactus Central. And she doesn't know what prickly pear is. What's that? A pear is prickly? It's stupid. Sounds like Vicky Gobleson. No, way to go, stupid pear.
Zach's like, it's a fruit. She goes, well, I mean, I know what a pear is, but like, what makes it prickly? And the guy explains it to her, and she's like, oh, but she looks at him like she doesn't believe him.
Yeah.
Okay, just make things up, stupid.
She's going to be like, coronavirus and prickly pears are myths. They're not even real or stupid.
So Palm Springs, Bronwyn's mother's home. They didn't even say Dr. Depp's home. They're like, Bronwyn's mother's home. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And it's Dr. Deb with a little diamond star thing in between her eyes and her crazy...
More accessorized than ever before.
Yes. In her element. And she's like, hi, goddess.
Yeah. Welcome. Oh, goddess, come on in. Yeah. And then she has like this really long hug with Bronwyn that's supposed to be like, I'm going to hold you for a long time. And every second that I hold you is another year of damage I've just undone. That's how it works. Okay. All right. 43 seconds, and you are healed. You can no longer have resentments against me, your mother. Okay, come on in.
So let's your stepbrother Marley and I, or your half-brother Marley and I, we're going to show you around what we've done. We've put a stained glass fire pit installation in the middle of this rock garden. It's a work in progress, like all of us. Can I get a yes, goddess? Many wedding?
And, you know, we are all works in progress, some more than others. I mean... I guess you could say that I'm kind of just like a, you know, when you got to find a new battery for your remote. And you're sort of like a teardown, I guess I would say. But still a work in progress, all of us.
Bronwyn's like, wow, that fire installation thing, that's pretty cool. Yes, now it's done and we can let it go. Because letting go, that's what you do. Right, Bronwyn? Can I get a yes, goddess? Anybody? Anybody?
And Bronwyn's like, thank God there's a fucking Ritz-Carlton down the street. Get me out of yeah. here.
So so they are like they're just making small talk because the whole reason why they're there is that Bronwyn basically wants to have her awkward encounter with her mom the day before instead of at the vows. So they're just having small talk,
and of course Deb's, it's like total evil mom small talk because Deb yes. goes, "You look tired. Is that even your hair?"
How are your friends who I like more than you? How are they? How are those goddesses?
How's Kelly? Hard blink. And Shannon, she lives close. And Bronwyn's like, well, we're not talking right now. I could throw a rock at her house and it would, I don't know. I said it the other day at work to mom. I'm just insecure right now. But you know what? Gina's coming. And Deb's like, well, I met her, but she's always just not interested in me. So.
Yeah, and Bronwyn's like, well, now that I'm not drinking, no one wants to hang out with me, except maybe Gina. Oh, well, you're just not nearly as fun. I mean, I'm saying that's what they may be thinking. I mean, okay, they're probably thinking you were only okay to start with, and now whatever you did have is gone, so they probably don't want to hang out. That's just what they're thinking, not me. Not me as your mother.
It's goddess. Like, I don't think she could have said anything worse than that. I mean, I just came off a year where everybody called me Boring Wind. And then we get a clip of everybody just dissing Bronwyn.
Including her mom, saying, well, maybe Bronwyn is boring. Maybe you are boring, Bronwyn.
Or maybe her name should be Bronwine. Not wine like the drink, but whining, you know, because she whines a lot.
So
this is, I'm laughing, but this is just terrifying.
It's like,
oh my God.
Just every
keep
syllable
my mother is, away.
From, every syllable is a therapy situation. Session.
Yeah.
So, Bronwyn's basically like, my mom's been using my addiction as a weapon for so long. Like, always saying things like, oh, well, look at Bronwyn. She's drunk. Oh, well, look at Bronwyn. Look, well, you can't rely on Bronwyn. Da, 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 da. So, so I think it's pretty cool that she's sober because she's basically taking that away from her mom, which is a great, isn't that a dream?
Yes, and it's a dream that's unattainable because she'll just find something else to bitch about.
That's true.
But Bronwyn's like, well, here's to good choices, everyone. She's like, oh, did you change the sign in your house that says that? And Sean's like, no, that's still the room for making bad choices.
Mm-hmm. So then it's raining, and it's the day of the vows. And so Shannon and Kelly are, I guess Kelly comes over to Shannon's house or something, because they're gathering before driving out to Palm Springs. And Shannon's like, oh, so... Did Rick go to New York? I mean, is he freaking out about the coronavirus thing? And she's like, no, but everyone else is. They're so stupid. Everyone in the world is a dork, except for me and Rick. They're dorks.
Well, I'm starting to. I mean, I'm not going to be a freaking statistic for corona fucking virus, that's for sure.
And then the other girls come over, Elizabeth and Emily and Shane. And Kelly's like, oh my God, is she getting married outside? And Shane's like, not anymore, because it's raining.
Mm. And then they're talking about the vows, and Kelly is like, so what do they say? I mean, they already said I do. Do they say I did? And then Shane goes, every time you have a threesome, you have to renew your vow.
King of
Snuggasm. That goes for both of his quips. I didn't want to do it the first time because I knew another one was coming right on up. So that was like an umbrella for Shane there.
And Elizabeth's like, you guys had a threesome? I don't even know where Elizabeth is coming from half the time. I like when Gina later was like, I don't even know what world this lady lives in. That's kind of how I feel about her too. But I actually really like her so far.
I like her too. So now they all get onto the party bus, and I can't sit in the, I have to sit in the front, otherwise I'm going to throw up from stupid car sickness virus. Such a dork.
I love that she believes in car sickness, which gets her the front seat, but not coronavirus.
Well, car sickness didn't cost her $100,000, so she's okay with it.
But it's only the kind of car sickness where you have to sit in the front seat.
Yeah. So Shane is basically, like, John is driving with the kids, so Shane's the only one on the bus, and then the bus leaves, and Shane goes, are we almost there yet?
King of Snarkasm!
Are we there yet?
Are we there?
Are we there yet?
So we're at the Parker Palm Springs, and the lady's like, welcome to the Parker Palm Springs. First time with us? And Bronwyn's like, I've made many a bad choice here. Doesn't need to know about it too, Bronwyn. Okay, well, you don't have to confess to everybody you come across in life. Just go to your fucking room.
Bronwyn is all about saying good choices, bad choices, everything. It's like, ma'am, what would you like for breakfast today? I'll have some bad choices with a side of good choices, please. It's like, okay, we get it. The choice thing. Okay, but what do you actually want to eat?
But I'll do some good choices around the neighborhood when I get home to burn off the bad choices. Thanks.
Didn't Celine Dion have a song about choices? Like, and I had a choices. Something about that, right?
I'm sure she did, Ben.
What do you say about making choices? Something like that? No? Mm. Maybe not.
Was it in Titanic? Because otherwise I don't care.
My choices will go on.
So Sean's like, oh my god, my phone's ringing, it's rolling. Oh, we need to get the kids here, the car's not there to get the kids. And they're getting a tour of the hotel for, you know, ad purposes. And Bronwyn's like, oh, the pool, do you have to have fake boobs to get in there? I've got two of those good choices.
The party bus, right? I just got distracted because, of course, I tried to look up the Celine Dion song and I could not find it. So I'm aborting that. But
we're in the van with the girls.
The party bus. Okay, so they're talking about how Shannon had until Bronwyn, Shannon had the longest marriage with 17 years, and then they're asking Emily asks Shannon if she's met David's fiance, and who I think they're now married, but at this point they were still engaged. And she's like, well, no, I mean, David doesn't want me to meet her. I mean, I've had 40 to 50 very positive thoughts about her, very, very positive thoughts about this woman who is taking care of my children half the week and making terrible tacos for them and spreading lies about me to them when they're at her house. I'm just very happy, very happy. And I don't know why David doesn't want me to meet her. I don't know. I don't know. I'm happy. Happy.
Why wouldn't you want me to meet her? I even came up with a really sweet nickname for her, Slut from the Beach. And he still just doesn't want to talk or anything. It's crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't be mean. I mean, David doesn't return my texts even, and I wouldn't be mean. I mean, all I care about is David's fiance being kind to my kids. Now, I don't know if that's in her capacity because she may not be emotionally mature yet at the ripe old age of 19, but I don't know. I haven't met her.
And Emily's like, well, does she have an Insta? Oh, I don't look at Instagram. Well, I know, because I'm still blocked on your Instagram. And she goes, yeah, she checks it every night to see if you've unblocked her.
Yeah. And then Emily's like, I've been blocked for 2 years. And Shannon's like, well, I mean, when was the last time I posted? And Emily's like, I wouldn't know, Shannon, I'm blocked.
So she's like, come on, unblock me. I'm going to comment on everything now. So Shannon finally unblocks her. And Emily's like, it only took 3 years, a new hip, and 5 shots. I should get confetti coming down on me. And they make confetti come down on her.
Yeah, they did. They had a nice little like iPhone effect, iPhone like message effect with the confetti on her. So then Bronwyn's friend Shari arrives at the Parker, and Bronwyn's Shari. Like, oh, Shari, not Shari. Shari.
Yeah, not like the berries, but like the board game. Shari.
Hi, Shari.
Like if you Shari. Were Liz, if you were Liz playing Shari. Anyone want to play Shari?
No, Shari, no. How about Shadows of Katange? So, yeah, Shari. So Shari comes over, and we find out that Shari was, Shari, when Bronwyn was, like, needed help, Shari was making all the calls, while Sean was telling everyone that Bronwyn's fine.
And she says,
which is not a good sign, by the way, that she said that.
Yeah, she kind of throws Sean under the bus a lot, I think, in this. Like, she mm-hmm. keeps calling Sean an enabler and all this stuff in this, but ain't my marriage. But I would be like, excuse you. Like, if it was, yeah, I would be pissed. But she's like, well, everyone's coming but my dad because he's quarantining because he's a doctor, so he kind of has to quarantine. But you know what? I'm going to accept the things that I can't control and what, you know how it goes, guys. You know how it goes. I mean, the weather, the booze.
Coronavirus. And then we go back to the party bus and Elizabeth goes, I just sent my ex-husband a heart emoji by accident.
Like, how Emily's do you like, even do that?
Yeah, why are you texting with him?
She goes, well, his girlfriend will probably refuse to marry him now. Oh, God, I'm trying to be there for Bronwyn, but I just want a drink. And Gina goes, Elizabeth is on another planet. Like, she can't talk about the divorce, but the only thing she talks about is the divorce.
Yeah.
Get it.
And by the way, Elizabeth is like, I was trying to text ha-ha, but I sent the heart emoji instead. I'm like, I don't understand. That still doesn't make sense. Why are you texting a ha-ha to your ex who you've been in like a terrible, terrible litigation with anyway? There's nothing to ha-ha about.
Ha-ha. I ha-ha-ha on every text. You know that. I'm like, ha-ha. So what time is the wedding? And Bronwyn, we're back with Bronwyn. And she's like, you know, we've been married 20 years, and I vividly remember thinking, God, now life is just going to be so easy now. And I told him the other day, so honey, would you still say yes if you knew everything that lied ahead of us? And he was like, hell no. So glad we're renewing our vows.
Yeah. And then back in the party bus, Gina's like, oh my God, there's no tequila at the renewal, guys. And Kelly goes, you lie!
No, that's a trigger, okay? It's tequila. Kelly's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm a diabetic, so I'm not going to have cake at my party.
Yeah. Why should you punish everybody just because you're the alcoholic?
Oh, Kelly. Jeez. She's like, let's go to the liquor store. I'll put in a flask. I'm no quitter.
This is, I mean, it's so obnoxious because, like, there's other booze there. You can still get drunk. It's just not tequila. There are other beverages other than tequila. I mean, tequila is delicious, but, like, have a vodka soda.
Yeah, and Gina's like, yeah, she's about as sensitive as a porcupine, that one. I just don't think she's got it in her.
And so they go to a liquor store and buy a ton of tequila, these idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
So then back at the hotel, yeah. Sean and Bronwyn are getting ready, and the kids arrive, and we just see them getting ready and stuff. So then back at the liquor store, Elizabeth's like, well, did Shannon want one bottle or two bottles of tequila? And Kelly's like, get her five! Shannon! Yeah.
And Shannon's like, well, I'm not very excited to see Bronwyn. My last encounter with Bronwyn didn't end so well, but I'm respecting Bronwyn's sobriety by asking the bellman to bring my bottle of tequila to the room.
Okay. I'm like, Kelly Dodd.
We see Kelly walking into the hotel with the biggest, it's like the biggest bottle of tequila that she could find in the whole store.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, hi, Bronwyn, I have tequila. Sorry, I know it's your trigger, but I just heard about that. But I'm going to know. All right, it's here for your wedding, too. It's my plus one. Okay?
It's like you just heard about it, and then you got the tequila. It's not like you got the tequila, and then you heard about it. She says it as if like, oh, sorry, I was already planning on bringing this giant bottle. It was, and Bronwyn's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
And Gina tells her, I'm your sober friend, Bronwyn. You know, and maybe there's a meeting tomorrow morning, and if there is, I'll go. And Bronwyn's like, it's at 7:45. She's like, okay, I'll be there.
Yeah, okay. So they're at the Parker, and like it's the Parker has all these like bungalows. You have to walk outside a lot. And so they walk by this pool, and Shannon reads the sign. There's a sign up there that goes, and she goes, notice, persons having currently active diarrhea or who've had active diarrhea within the previous 14 days shall not be allowed to enter the pool water. Ha, coronavirus. But it's like, that's a pretty standard sign on like literally every public pool. But like, she's reading it for like the first time.
What is it, leaking out as you swim? What's happening here?
Has she just never been to a public pool? It's a hole with water in it. That's shocking that they would have those things.
I have never seen a sign like that on a pool. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah, my old building had a pool and had that sign up. It's a disgusting sign. It's also crazy. Like if you have diarrhea, you can't go swimming in the pool for 2 weeks. It's like put some chlorine in that thing.
Yeah. Well, also I guess just don't go. I think it seems like it would be one of those things that's obvious. Like my butt's leaking. Maybe I shouldn't swim today. But I don't know. I guess it's sad what you have to tell some people.
That's true too. But it's just funny. Like Shannon reading it as if it was like a sign of the apocalypse. when it's just everyday diarrhea warnings. Everyday diarrhea, that's all.
So everybody's starting to get ready, and Kelly calls her dog and then talks to her daughter at the same time. And then Gina calls Travis. Basically, everyone's just calling or whatever. And Gina is telling Travis, like, oh my god, you know, Bronwyn said she missed me. Like, we've come a long way. And then we get a clip of them in those wigs at that tea party last year. Her going, it's not all about you, Bronwyn.
Yeah. And then Jimmy and Elizabeth have some more of their ice cold chemistry as they, like, are coy and flirty with each other. And he's like, let's have a kiss. And she's like, oh, okay, let's have a kiss. Oh. Oh, not yet. Oh, oh.
Let's do it again. A little one. Okay, let's do a shorter one now.
So then we go to Emily and Shane's room where he's opening those tiny little jars of mayonnaise.
We're trying.
Emily's
to.
Like, I'll help you. And he's like, you can't. You're not even really trying. Now you're just faking arthritis. And then Gina comes over with her dinner, and they start yapping. And
she makes a waiter follow her all the way over to Emily's room with a French onion soup and a salad.
So they
also, by the way, bold move having a French onion soup before going to a black tie event.
Yeah, well, that's part of being in a couple.
You don't smell
like whatever you want.
I guess.
So they start talking about the bus ride, and Emily's like, oh god, that got dark when you said there's no tequila allowed to Kelly.
It's like, yeah, like she really made some insensitive comments.
She's like, oh yeah. Really? Kelly did? I'm completely shocked.
Yeah, and Shane's like, yeah, Shane's basically like, yeah, it's just weird because she's making jokes at someone who has a real challenge in their life, and that's just not sensitive. And everyone's just looking, like, waiting for, like, king of sarcasm.
King of compassion.
La 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 la.
So it's like, yeah, and I'm surprised about Elizabeth. I mean, she said she wasn't drinking, but then she was drinking. Like, what?
And Emily's like, yeah, she's confusing. She told me she wants her eggs frozen, but, like, she's with Jimmy, and I know for a fact that he doesn't want kids, so, like, what's she doing?
Maybe Elizabeth said that she was literally freezing eggs because she's stockpiling for coronavirus. She's like, wants to have breakfast available to her for the next several months. Ah, I made a whole bunch of omelets and I put them in the freezer. That's all. That's what I meant by that.
But yeah, but Jimmy was telling Shane he doesn't want kids. And then she's talking about artificial insemination.
Yeah, but then what's she going to do with Jimmy?
Yeah, like, is he a boyfriend? Because they don't even have sex.
Yeah, so weird. Like, you have to have sex to have a baby. It's like you got to do, if you want a baby, you got to have sex.
I'm like, what backwards time period are you from? Welcome to the modern world, Bam.
Have you never seen Look Who's Talking? Thank you very much. So Bronwyn is getting makeup for like the fifth time in the past 15 minutes. Like, how many makeup sessions? She's trying to compete with Beverly Hills right now. She is in the makeup chair again, but now she's changed into her wedding dress. And Sean's like, people say that soulmates aren't real. Oh, no, it's Bronwyn. People say that soulmates aren't real, but I knew the minute Sean walked in, that day, that we would be together forever. I'm like, it's bad enough that you're doing a vow renewal. That's enough of a curse. But now you're saying these sort of things. This is not going to end well.
We're giving birth to a new phase of our life.
You're going to have sex if you're going to give birth to that.
Get out of my scene, Gina. All right.
Gina's sex ed.
Yeah, so Shannon is getting ready, and she's like, what time is it? What time does it start? It's 6:02, and it starts at 6. Oh, okay, I need 2 more minutes to drink. Okay, I'm going to be drinking for, another 5 minutes. Let me drink some, all right?
Huh. Is my neck too fat? Is this called fat bag? Is it too fat? My dress has to be lower than the jacket. Has David returned to my text yet? No, not yet. Okay, I need 1 more sip of tequila. Okay, I'm so happy. How? Oh, here lies Shannon Bedore, rushed away from her tequila for Bronwyn's stupid vow renewal. I'm happy. I'm okay.
Well, some people think that a vow renewal is a curse. And then we see Vicky and Brooks, and then we see Shannon and David's, where he's like, all I want, dear, is for us to die together and be together forever until the end of time, dear. And she's like, oh, David!
And Shannon goes, well, better hope for Bronwyn and Sean. So then everyone's saying hi, and Kelly's water guy is there, and he's like, hi, question, Shannon Bedore looks like a mortician. I just love how the gays on Orange County just come on so strong. They are like, we are going to, like, we have 5 seconds on this show and we are going to make the most of it. We're just going to go we're going to go full force every single time.
So she's like, okay, I'm going to take care of it. So she goes up to Kelly with Zach and she's like, she goes up to Shannon with Zach and she's like, hey, Shannon, tell Zach about your water you want to do. Go ahead, tell him about it. Zach goes, what are you talking about, Kelly Dodd? I'm not doing a beverage, Kelly Dodd. It's like, well, it's amino water. She goes, it's a tincture. Not a water, it's a tincture.
She said water before. I swear she said water before.
And then, like, it's a flashback of Shannon saying, well, I'll be making a tincture. So Kelly's like, what the hell is a tincture? I mean, why would she say that? It sounds like sphincter. Tincture, sphincter? It's all water, right?
So Shannon gets enraged, of course.
She's so mad.
This is peak Shannon right here. So she goes over, everyone's sitting down for the wedding, and she goes over to sit next to John, and she's like, oh, well,
she told her partner, I'm going after her. What the?
Like, she's over the top furious. Yeah. And she tells us, I am an ethical windshield wiper hands
person who has morals. I would never infringe on someone's product. And for her to assume I would, that is hurtful.
I would never.
So I was like, okay, so she got into a huff and she's probably just going to end there. But I was wrong. So then the wedding goes on, and we have this drag queen named, I forgot her name, but she was there to officiate.
Babette Schwartz.
So everyone's sitting down, and Emily's like, where are we supposed to sit? And Shane's like, I'll sit on your lap.
King of snarkasm at a renewal.
Why would she do that? Why? I'm floored by that. Oh, so now she's going to plant that in everyone's head. Shannon Bedore steals water. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh,
my God. I'm like,
Shannon. Honest to God. Honest to God. It's like, Shannon, she just asked. She Kelly was being ridiculous. She asked something and you corrected her. But she is literally acting like she's being like brought up by charges by the SEC or something like that.
It's so funny. She is just losing it. So
it's like maybe if you hadn't had that extra like shot of tequila before you came here, you'd maybe think about this a little bit more rationally, Shannon.
Oh, now you sound like them because they're going to get in a fight. Are you drunk?
Well, no, but that's the thing though. For as much as Shannon's like, well, I am going. I need to have my tequila, and then she has the tequila, and now look what happens. Yeah, she's now like a lunatic. Yeah, I'm like, so Shannon, like, you know.
So funny. So she's having a fit, and then the wedding begins, and he's like, I'm Babette Schwartz. I'd like to bring out the whole family. Bronwyn, Seanwyn, Bella, Curran, Rowan, Caden, Jacob, Noah, Hazel. I was like, damn. That's like calling class in the morning. Those two really do a lot of work.
A lot of work. So they're at the altar, and Babette's like, well, we are going to have some fun tonight, okay? I'm thinking that some of you are a few cocktails in, right? And the rest of us all need to get caught up, okay?
It's so awkward. Everyone's just like, ew. And Gina's like, yeah, even though her makeup is on point, Babette's a little tone deaf.
Yeah, just a little bit tone deaf. Now they start talking, and Bronwyn's like, the last 20 years with you have been amazing, and through everything that I've been through, you've been right there with me. And so as a result, I've brought you a statement necklace. Here, Sean, it's a new immunity idol.
Yeah. And she's like, the fish hump is the sign of being a provider. And you know what? I said, when I met Sean, I said, I don't want to work. And most men would run, but he didn't. So Sean, thank you for paying so many bills. It's like, is this the most romantic speech you could have come up with? She's like, thanks for being loaded, Sean. Yeah. Now stop making fun of his immunity necklaces. So then Sean gives his speech. And he made a ring with every gem that represents each of the kids' gemstones, which is super cute. And he's like, I hope it fits. And she's like trying to shove it on her finger. It's like this is really like romantic, guys.
It's like the size of like a cauliflower. There's a lot of gemstones on there. It's like, well, we had to put on 64 gemstones, one for each of the kids. So here you go.
The kids have an opportunity to, you know, ask their own vows or whatever. So Jacob goes first, and he's like, Dad, do you vow to always love Mom, even when she embezzles all of your money in an Apache attack helicopter at 12 a.m.? And Mom, do you vow you'll still be with Dad even when he gets famous and bounces off with a 12-year-old American model? I'm like,
Elizabeth's like, Elizabeth literally announces to the room, what's going on here?
Bronwyn's like, you're cut off, okay? Anyone have anything nice to say? And Bella's like, you guys, you keep your love so alive, and it's so inspiring that one day I too... All right, just shut up. Okay, we're done. Everybody,
on my own. Okay, Bella, no.
Jacob, you want to try again? I mean, it was bitchy, but it was at least fun. Bella, make an effort.
So Bronwyn loves being able to commit to Sean and that she's fully present, and she means it, and she's fully there for it. And it's like, yay, Mr. and Mrs. Bronwyn Burke. And it just sort of ends. Like the vow just sort of ends. You're like, okay, cool. So so now everyone's standing up, unless there was something I missed.
Well, Shannon goes over to the girls, and she's like, well,
right. John, no, I just meant that part ended, not the episode.
Oh, yeah, the wedding ended, yeah. So Shannon goes, she tells John, I need to go talk to Gina right now. Gina, you know how I have been working on my food line, right? You remember that? It's been a plot line for 2 years, and I've been working on a supplement for a year, and she had Zach come up to me and say, oh, water, are you kidding me, Kelly? Get your facts straight, Kelly. I would never do that. I'm doing a tincture.
I love that she was stewing on this for so long that as soon as the ceremony was over, she had to go run over to Gina to tattle.
Can you believe it? Can you believe she said I was making water? I'm doing a tincture. It's spelled with a T, and then it has an inch, and then it ends with a ur. It's like a totally different thing. It's totally different. I mean, I have to windshield wiper, and it's raining, huh? And I'm getting drier, huh?
Oh my God, so silly. She's so ridiculous. And then so Kelly sees him talking, and she's like, "What's up, girls?" And then sits there and just stares at Shannon, like, "Bring it, water lady."
Yeah. It's like a very, very silly fight that I did not anticipate. But looking forward to seeing how it resolves or doesn't resolve.
Oh, good times, everybody. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for being here with us. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Right?
That's right. And then we'll do Southern Charm. We'll put that up on Saturday, probably.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. Love ya.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.